I want to share a little bit of my testimony. I was brought up in a rather formal church where I never heard the gospel preached. We were told that good people go to heaven. And since I hadn't stolen anything except some candy when I was a little girl and got caught, naturally I assumed I'd be going to heaven. I believed there was a God because of creation. That was the only explanation that made sense to me. Fast forward. Robert and I met in New York, were married, and lived our lives as if God didn't exist. Sundays were about doing our own thing. We moved to Greenwich and had two sons, Jeff and Alex. We decided they should be baptized, so we needed to find a church. The obvious one was similar to what I knew as a child. Unfortunately, the gospel wasn't preached there either. When our son Jeff was 5, he had a tumor in his hand, which was partially removed. After the operation at New York Hospital for Special Surgery, the surgeon told us that he had good news and bad news. The good news was the tumor wasn't malignant. The bad news was he couldn't remove it all without amputating his hand. He told us the tumor would grow back every 2 years, needing surgery each time. Well, in spite of that distressing news, something astonishing happened. After 6 hours of surgery, where muscle and bone were removed, Jeff had absolutely no pain. He didn't even need a Tylenol and was batting balloons around in his room with a hand in a cast. Robert and I kept saying to each other, "Isn't it amazing he has no pain?" The nurses were stunned. Jesus says in Revelation 3:20, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens a door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me." The Lord was speaking to us with a megaphone to get our attention, but unfortunately we didn't recognize his voice. Well, 6 months after surgery, the surgeon said, "I'm sorry to tell you, but the tumor is already growing back." I was taking Jeff to hand therapy in New York twice a week, and this news was devastating. I thought, what on earth is his life going to be like? Hand therapy, surgery, hand therapy, every 6 months? I called a woman I had met 5 years earlier who told me within 10 minutes that her young daughter had had leukemia. A man prayed for her, and Jesus completely healed her. Then she said to me, "I don't know why I'm telling you this. I don't tell anybody this." And I said, "Why not? This is amazing." I called her and told her I needed the man's name who prayed for her daughter because he has to pray for our son. This man's name was Sal, and he prayed with me on the phone in a way I wasn't used to, in the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, "Jesus is healing your son." I believed him and was overwhelmed with a peace that passes all understanding described in the Bible. When Robert came home from work, he asked me how my day had been. I said, "Great, Jesus healed our son." And he looked at me as if I had just flown in from another planet. A few days later, Sal came over to our house and met my mother and brother. He told us all about Jesus. He explained our human condition of sin and how we needed a Savior and all about Jesus' great love for us. I had experienced his love in that phone call, but I just wanted Sal to get on with it and pray for Jeffrey again for double assurance, which he did. Then he took out the anointing oil. At this point, Robert and my mother and brother became skeptical because this was foreign to all of us. Sal went home. The next day, I made an appointment with the surgeon. He was astounded and kept looking at the pictures. He said the tumor was gone, and he didn't know what happened. I said, "Well, I know what happened. Jesus healed him." That was 27 years ago, and Jeff never needed another surgery. Praise God. He gets the glory. Well, another thing happened during Sal's visit with us at our home. He looked at me and said that the Lord was going to use me in a prayer and healing ministry, and I needed to start reading the Bible, and I should begin with the Gospel of John. I had absolutely no idea what he was talking about, but was excited just the same. Unfortunately, I didn't read the Bible. Instead, I got library books on the New Age, Spiritism, and mediums. And since Jesus was mentioned, I thought, this is what Sal meant, because it talks about life after death and even consulting the dead. Well, Robert was getting more and more uncomfortable with this, so I began hiding the books under the bed. Later on, I realized that the Jesus written about in those books was not the same Jesus as God, the Son, in the Bible, a subtle but very dangerous deception. One day, I was standing outside my office, and a woman approached. I told her all about Jesus, how he healed our son, how much he loves everyone, as I was in the habit of doing with anybody who would listen to me. Then I started down that spiritist, New Agey path. She looked me straight in the eye and said, "Read Deuteronomy 18, verses 9 through 13. Then she turned and walked away, but sort of disappeared. I kept looking and thought, well, where did she go? I immediately got in my car, drove home, found a Bible, and this is what I read, entitled Detestable Practices. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the people there. Let no one be found among you who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord, and because of these detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out the nations before you. You must be blameless before the Lord." Well, I had never read the Bible before, and these words literally jumped off the page. I thought, oh no, what I am doing is detestable to the Lord. So I got in the car, returned all those books. Had they been mine, I would have had a nice big bonfire in my backyard. Next week, I met a woman through the Junior League who invited me to join a Bible study that she was starting. I couldn't get there fast enough. The study was called Getting to Know God. It was so exciting, I couldn't put the Bible down. There were three other women in the group. It was only years later that I realized that the Lord sent those three women just to mentor and disciple me. As I've looked back on my life, I can see where the Lord was trying to get my attention so many times, but I didn't recognize his voice. He used Jeff's illness to bring me to faith, and I'm so glad that he did. 2 Timothy 3:16 is a life verse for me. It says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." I was on the wrong track and headed down a very dangerous path called heresy. I'm so grateful that the Lord loved me that much to correct me from all the confusion and false teaching through his word, so that, as Psalm 145 states, "I will tell the glory of his kingdom and speak of his mighty acts." Thanks be to God.